Last time on the Hypnagogue podcast, that was our big birthday bash, and we spent 2 hours diving into the library pulling out great old tracks. Well, this time around, we're going to jump back into the holding tanks, and I've got this list, you see, that I keep. It's on this document right here. This is Tracks to Play, and right now there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Well, there's a bunch. There's a whole bunch of music on here that I have told myself that I should play, so we will start... right here.
Thank you.
Here we are at the midpoint of Hypnagogue podcast number 385. My name is John Shanahan. How are you? Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. As you may know, every 2 weeks, the Hypnagogue podcast looks to bring you the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. Let's talk about the music that you've heard over the last 48 minutes or so. We started off with Oki from Irwan Alos with Tau Deed. I think it's Tau Deed. Here comes the first spelling of the episode, T-A-O-D-I-D-E. After that, Sova Stroj with Sequence from Traveling Waves 1. Dino Pacifici takes us on a series of adventures in geoambient excursions. This one showed us the Arctic sky. I do love Dino's music, and he's kind of come back with a vengeance over the last couple of years. I had reviewed him back in the early days of Hypnagogue, and then he kind of went quiet for a while, and he's come back with a series of really good albums. Do check him out, Dino Pacifici. After that, Turista Digital with Mission Kepler from Tiempo Espacio. And Bart Hawkins cranking up the analog synths, I do believe, on Entering the Axis Mundi, which is a fantastic album. I mentioned this on Facebook. It's just so aurally descriptive, and it just gets in your head, and it's fantastic. So much power. That track was called Riverboat to Atlantis. After that, Breakfold, who finally has given me a break from naming everything with numbers, his albums, his tracks, they were always like 01 underscore 07 underscore 12345. This album is called This Was Forever, and that track was called Mishby. Thank you, Breakfold, for making it easy on me for a change. After that, it was Theater of Delays with The Edge from Far. And then Ruxpin and Stafran Hakon. I actually had a track here called Footsteps, which is a great piece from this album. And then just the other day, at the time of recording, I heard this track, Flawless Delivery, and I was like, ooh, I got to swap that out because I really like this track. The whole album is fantastic. Meet Me In Forever. But once again, that's Ruxpin with Stafran Hakon and Flawless Delivery. That was a very electronic set. I've gotten a lot of great acoustic and electroacoustic stuff lately, so we're going to head off in that direction as Hypnagogue Podcast 385 continues. Thank you.
Thank you.
showcasing the somewhat more acoustic side of what we offer here at the Hypnagogue Podcast. I hope you enjoyed that set. We started off with Aaron Axberg and the track Virtuality from It Flows Between Us. This is one of those tracks that from the moment I listened to it, it just dug its hooks into me. The whole album is lovely. This track in particular, something goes on when I listen to it. Hoping you feel the same. After Aaron, it was Guy Gellum with I'm in a Flow from Passing By and Through. Ben McElroy teams up with A Spot on the Hill on the album Everything Was Different Yesterday. That track was called The Wilder We Became. And then another album that I just could not stop listening to, Adrian Lane's Missing the Crows. What a fantastic release. I had a really hard time picking a particular track to put on the show, but I chose a piece called Marking Time. After that, Eric Alleman with Adrienne from What We Whispered. And whenever I decide that I'm going to do an acoustic kind of slash new age-ish slash contemporary instrumental sort of set in particular, it tends to end up being very heavy on the piano because that's what I get sent. Just as a reminder, I don't handpick, like I don't go out and hunt out albums to play on the show. It's all the things that are sent to me, and I pick from what is sent, you know, the good stuff that I hear that's coming in through the inbox. And there is amazing music coming in every day. It's been incredible lately. And I would like to, for example, play more acoustic guitar stuff. But if I don't get sent any, then I can't play any. So, luckily, sometimes I do get stuff like that. For example, David Cullen, his album Revival. I played Follow the Creek. After that, The Green Kingdom with Return Transmission from Voyager. Then it was Michelle McLaughlin. I am familiar with Michelle McLaughlin and her music, but I have not been sent much Michelle McLaughlin music, so I can't play much Michelle McLaughlin music. But now that I have been sent some Michelle McLaughlin music, I can play some Michelle McLaughlin music for you. The album is called Luminous. It is a beautiful piano album, and that was Fireflies. And then it was Shajan, or Shahan. How would you pronounce this? S-H-A-J-A-N. You choose. I'm going with Shajan right now. That track was Forest of Miracle from Garden of Eden. My name is John Shanahan. It is my extraordinary pleasure every 2 weeks to bring you the best in ambient electronic and contemporary instrumental music, even if that instrumental music is mostly piano. Are you getting the idea here that if you are an acoustic guitarist and you'd like to have your work heard on the Hypnagogue Podcast, you stand a really good chance of doing so? Yes, you do. I have to say, I've been unpacking some downloads recently, and you know, I give little preview listens, and there's some great stuff coming your way as I work through the holding tanks. Just amazing music, very diverse music, and it's a blessing that it's being sent to the show. Keeps me doing it. I will do this again in 2 weeks. I hope that you will join me. I always like having your company for these things. And until that time, you lovely people, I bid you all peace and power.